I'm back with another recording. I have not talked to you guys in like a while, but I just wanted to share a few things with you guys. I'm just leaving Walmart, y'all. I got groceries. I've been in here for like 2 damn hours. Food is so freaking high. That's what I want to say before I start recording. Like, I damn near spend $200 every time I come to Walmart. Today I spent the most I've ever spent. Like, usually I spend about maybe $230, $220, $215. Today I spent $280 something. I was like, what in the hell did I buy? Because y'all know I used to do not shop like this. So it was a shocker to spend as much as I did in Walmart today. My mom was like, don't spend $100 today. I mean, $200 today. But of course it happened. And I really keep looking at my cart and I'm like, what the hell did I buy? Because I don't feel like I bought that much stuff to spend $200 damn. But, or like looking at my receipt, I'm like, what did I purchase that was damn near $200? Like, what the hell? Just a little, it was a weird situation. So I don't know what I spent or anything. Well, I know what I spent, but I'm trying to figure out like what did I spend to go to almost $300 damn in groceries. So I don't know. Honestly, guys, I do not like grocery shopping. It's draining. And who knows? But I think I have to go grocery shopping again the week my friend comes back in town, and I probably won't do it because I'll probably just give my mom the money to go. I probably just give her $100 to go, because I honestly just want to spend that, since he'll just be back in town, I want to spend that weekend with him because I won't get to see him for 2 weeks. So obviously, yeah, I've just been kind of stressing, you guys, and just dealing with depression and my anxiety being super bad. Not having really anybody I can talk to about these things. Like, I don't have an outlet or nobody I can be like, hey, let's talk about these issues or these things. Because, you know, right now it's just me by myself trying to figure shit out. And it's definitely stressful, and it kind of, it's stressful and it's painful. And it's like sad for me to have to be going through these issues or these type of things. So a lot of people don't understand, like, what that entails and what I have to go through on a daily basis. It's not always easy, you guys. Some days are better than others. And that's just the reality, you guys. Like, I have really, really good days and really, really bad days where, you know, I don't want to do anything, and days where I'm able to at least function enough to get out of my bed or just do some things, you know. So I don't know, you guys, it's not easy. It's very hard some days, but I try to just remember, like, you know, what I've been through and like how strong that I can be. And I try to remain positive even on days when I honestly just don't want to do anything. So it's rough, you guys. And then I just was coming to the conclusion that I'm like struggling with trust issues because of my codependency and because of childhood trauma. And I didn't even really think about this stuff until I was looking at a YouTube video of a lady who used to have codependency. I think her name is Lisa Romano or something. She actually is a life coach. And she herself was codependent for years when she was with her ex-husband. And she speaks about how it affected her relationships with other people, with her parents, and just other things. She has a great YouTube following, you guys. So she talks and speaks on that very vividly. And when she started kind of talking about like some of the things she had encountered or what she went through in her childhood, it just kind of reminded me of some of the things that, you know, I've been dealing with and some of the trauma that I'm still trying to struggle to deal with, you guys. And it's not easy at all going through childhood trauma and codependency. And it has affected my trust for people, that I don't trust anybody that encounters, that it comes to my life. I always have a wall up. I don't know how to really deal with certain things because I've been through so much pain that I just kind of don't deal with things the way that I should, or I don't know how to act towards certain people or things that are happening around me. Like, even with my guy friend, like, going to Colorado, I was kind of sad when he told me. I knew he had to go because he had to get his kids home, but I was devastated because in my mind, I was like, what if he goes there and he talks to another female or he does something behind my back with one of his exes? It's like my mind just immediately went to that, like, oh my God, oh my God. But as I'm sitting here, I'm just like telling myself, like, I don't have any control over what he does. I don't have control over who he sees and who he chooses to be with. I can only control me. I don't have control over anything else or another human being or what they choose to do or choose not to do. And I really didn't come to that conclusion until I was walking in Walmart and I just started calming down and think. When I first got in Walmart, I didn't even want to be in there. I was like, somebody come get me. I don't want to be in the store. I was ready to start crying because I really did not want to be there. And then, honestly, what really got me to kind of relax and calm down was, I was like, you know what, Sherelle, it is okay. Yes, you're in the store, it's fine, you know. But it took me a minute to adjust because I was like, why am I in here? And I just wasn't feeling good. So, it was just a lot of things that I was dealing with and I was struggling. So I was like super emotional. I was like, you know, crying and everything in the car before I went in Walmart because I didn't know how to deal with all these emotions and things that I was feeling, you guys. And it's like, I go through so much on a daily basis, and I don't really talk about it a lot on here because I try to keep everybody in positive spirits because I know dealing with mental illness and mental health, I want people around me to be in positive spirits, and I want, you know, to try to be positive to help everybody I can that does struggle. But I am human and I go through things, and sometimes I just want somebody to talk to about what I'm dealing with. So yeah, I was just having a really bad moment, and I just really needed to take some time to like think everything through. Like, I was really struggling, I really was, you guys. And so, to be honest with you, I'm still struggling. But yeah, I don't want to have trust issues with people because my ex even hurt me after I trusted him. And I don't like the fact that I was having those negative thoughts. And I was telling my friend I was having these thoughts. And of course, it bothered him because he kept telling me he wasn't going to hurt me. He kept telling me, like, I'm not going to do anything while I'm down there. He was like, he was just like, why am I worried about his ex? He was like, I'm not even with her anymore. I haven't been with her for like forever. And he was just like, you know, I'm going to miss you while I'm gone, and I'm going to look at all of our pictures and videos. And he was just telling me, you know, that he was going to miss me. He couldn't wait to come back home in 2 weeks to see me. So basically, he was just telling me that, you know, I needed to chill out because I was overreacting and nothing bad was going to happen. So, you know, but even after he said that, like, I believed him. But then, like, the next day, I went right back into this mode of being sad, like literally for like the last 2 weeks I've been anticipating him leaving, but I just didn't feel anything until I really didn't start to feel like that he was really gone until about, I would say, yesterday. Like, yesterday it hit me the most because I'm like, oh my God, like, when you're used to seeing somebody every week and just knowing that they're close by, and then you realize they're in a whole nother state. But I get why he had to go, because he had to get his kids home and he couldn't find a flight where they could go by themselves. So I got it. He said those flights are hard to find. So, you know, it was just hard for me. I think more so because I was just going to miss him. And like, you guys got to understand, like, he actually went to Florida this year too, and he did a lot of other things. And when he was taking these other trips, it didn't affect me. And it didn't affect me because during that time, like, I didn't have strong feelings for him like I do now. I was friend zoning him, to be honest with you. But he really, like, I've known him for like almost about to be 2 years now. I was like one of the first people he actually met when he got stationed down here in Virginia from Colorado. So, you know, I think for me, it's just like, I don't want to get hurt. You know, my ex hurt me. You know, when he left to go to New York and he didn't come back. And then, like, he had just all this, y'all know all the stuff he did. Just riding females in his car, you know, dealing with his ex-girlfriends and everything else, and I had to go through that shit. So obviously that was one reason I was panicking too, because I was thinking like, oh Lord, this is gonna happen again. Somebody just gonna go to another state and they're gonna do something else to hurt me. Like, I don't want to go through that. I don't want to be hurt, you know. I don't want to be broken down. Like, I don't want to deal with anything I don't have to deal with, you know what I mean? So yeah, I was hurting inside, like really, really bad. And I just didn't know how to deal with my emotions, to be honest with you. So I am still struggling, because trusting people is hard for me. It really is, because my whole, like, not my whole life, but half my life, I've been deceived by people I've trusted. So I do keep a wall up. I do keep a distance with people. I don't like nobody getting close to me. I pretty much like stay to myself. I'm guarded, very guarded, because I don't trust people. Because I've been through a lot, y'all. And it's not easy. Because, like, I was a good person and I had a good heart, you know? So, and it's like, I don't want to push people away because they think I don't trust them, but it's hard for me to let people get close to me and for me to let a wall down. And I literally was having a really bad anxiety attack the other day. My chest was hurting. I was in so much pain and it was hurting. And somebody asked me, they said, what does it feel like? And I said, it just feels like if somebody's taking a hammer and they're nailing something into the wall with a nail. That's how I felt like my heart was and my chest was. And I was like crying and I couldn't function to even work. So a lot of things affect me that wouldn't affect a normal person. Like, when people leave, I automatically think that's abandonment to me. I consider that abandonment. When people leave my life, I consider that them saying, oh, the hell with her. I don't care. I'm done with you. And when I'm feeling hurt or down or sad, I retreat into a corner. And I don't want to deal with people or be bothered with people because I'm scared. Because I've been through so much. And I honestly hate feeling like this, because it affects me so bad. Like, I can't go into a store without wanting to burst into tears. Like, when I first got to Walmart, I just wanted to run out. And it's like, you can, like, take all the medications in the world, but nothing works. Like, I've literally tried to take all these medications, and I've tried everything the doctors have told me to. Like, I've tried to get better, and nothing works. Like, I'm still sick, you know? And honestly, I don't even want to be on medications anymore, because I don't feel like they're helping me. And then when you tell your doctor, like, hey, it's not working, and she just, in her mind, is like, oh, whatever, it's fine. Like, no, it's not fine. Like, I should not be crying every day. I should not be depressed every day. I should not be having anxiety attacks. I should not be crying all the time. Like, that's not normal. And I kept trying to tell her that. But it's like, all she wants to do is up the dosage, but she doesn't want to change the medication. So it's like, the hell with how I feel, because I still got to go keep going through this by myself. Like, nobody can understand what this feels like. And yeah, everybody's like, oh, are you in therapy? Like, she literally said to me, well, aren't you in therapy? And I was like, what the hell does me being in therapy have anything to do with what I'm dealing with? Like, yes, people really have this stupid mindset that if you're in therapy, that, and that's what makes me angry too. People are like, oh, well, you're in therapy, you should be okay, you should be fine. It's like, just because I am in therapy does not mean that I'm okay. Does not mean that, oh my God, everything in my life is going to be great. I'm still struggling. And I don't want everybody on here to think that it's just because my guy friend is gone. Yeah, I'm sad about him being gone. I miss him a lot, even though he just left yesterday. But it's not just him being gone. It's so many other things. Like, even before he left, I was really down and depressed. And he kept noticing it because he was like, well, I noticed you've been really down, babe. And you've been really depressed. He was like, what's going on and stuff. You know, he knew that something was off with me. And I tried to fight against it. Because honestly, he has been the one person in my life that has done the most. Like, he literally has been the one person in my life that, you know, checked on me, made sure I was good. He was the one person that made sure I was getting out the house every day. Like, I'm gonna tell y'all something, I was not leaving my house every day. I was literally not leaving my home. So I didn't want to do nothing, you know. I didn't want to leave the house, I didn't want to go nowhere. And he was the main reason that I started leaving my house, because he literally would sit with me, he would come pick me up, just little stuff that he did to help me. And so we started hanging out every weekend, and that's kind of how we got close. And that's pretty much how we started. We got closer, and then we started doing date nights every week. We're going on dates, I would hang in this house. We got closer, and that's when we started calling each other babe and baby. That's when we started doing things pretty much that couples would do, and we just got closer. And I liked it, and he liked it too. So we were both just getting super close with each other. And that's pretty much how our relationship grew, basically. And I just kind of caught feelings, and he caught feelings. So, but because I've been through so much, I'm easing into it. Like, everyone keeps saying, am I in a relationship? Right now, y'all guys know I was just in a relationship with my ex, and it was like a 3 or 4 month relationship. I broke up with him, so obviously I'm not trying to rush into something so soon. Do I like my friend? Yes. Do I have feelings for him? Yes. Do I want to see where things can go? Yes. But I don't want to rush into it, because as you see, I'm still struggling with trust issues. I'm still struggling with a multitude of other things from past trauma, and I don't want to bring that into another relationship. And like I said, as far as me and my ex go, there's no hard feelings. Me and him still talk. We don't talk like we used to, obviously. He is doing well. I told him I forgive him for whatever he did for me, because I don't want to hold a grudge, and I wish him the best. He is still around. Like, he might text me to check in on me. I might text him to make sure he's still alive, and that's about it. But other than that, there's no hard feelings there. It is what it is, you know? My whole goal right now is just to focus on myself. Like, I don't want to be focused on another human being, or I don't want to be focused on another outside person or anything that's going to affect my mental health. So honestly, that's just kind of where I'm at right now with everything. I'm just struggling right now, you guys. I can't sit here and tell you guys that I'm going to be better today or by tomorrow, because I will be lying. I don't know if tomorrow's going to be a better day or not. It might and it may not be. Every day is a new day, you guys. Every day I'm dealing with something new. Every day I'm going through something new. It's just, that's what depression and anxiety do to you. You don't know what you're going to feel like from one day to the next. It's definitely hard on me. It definitely hurts. And I wish I felt better. I wish things were different. I wish I wasn't sitting in my room crying. I wish I wasn't feeling the way I feel, but I can't. You know, and it's just something, it's hard. You know, I don't know if I'm going to pretty much stop taking my meds. My doctor called a new medications. I haven't picked them up. I don't have a desire to pick them up, to be honest, because I really don't know if I'm going to be taking medications anymore. I mean, I just don't want to waste her time, and I don't want to waste my time, because honestly, I just don't feel like the medications are fucking helping me. So I'm not taking anything right now. I don't know. If I do start taking medications again, it probably won't be until Monday. But right now, I'm just going to take my birth control and the medicine my doctor gives me for my acne, and that's it, because I don't want to take anything that's going to make me not feel good. So that's kind of where things are right now, you guys. I don't know what's next. I don't. It's hard for me to record for you guys because I'm dealing with so much, and because I don't know basically what's gonna happen from one day to the next. So that's been like my daily struggle. I don't know, you know. I'm trying to, every day is a new day where I'm trying to make it through. Every day is a new day where I'm trying to get better, and where I'm trying to be stronger. But it is extremely hard. It's extremely scary. And I, like I said, I don't have a lot of people I can talk to or rely on about this stuff. So I don't know. It's just not much else I really can do. I don't know, you guys, but it's just been rough. And my goal is to try to get out the house as much as I can so that I'm not thinking about the things that are affecting me. Like, you know, my ex was telling me I should go on walks. I need to get out the house more and do this and that, which is true. And I was getting out the house more. Like I told you, the main person that was helping me get out was my friend. Like, he was like, no, I'm going to pick you up. We're going to go do this. And I loved it. And this is not to say I don't have other friends that I see, but majority of my friends are married and they have kids. But if they're not married, they live with their boyfriends and they have been. I live with my family still, so they're all in a different space than me, clearly. And I don't really get to see them often. I see what they post on Instagram or Facebook. My mom is pretty much good friends with majority of my friends' mothers, so they all keep in contact and talk on the phone and talk about what they talk about us, obviously, and what we're doing and all that good stuff. So because of that, like I said, I don't really see my friends often. So I just keep in contact with the social media. If I see them out somewhere, it's like there's no love lost. We still have love for each other. We still want the best for each other. It's no bad blood or anything like that. You know, we care about each other. It's nothing bad on anybody's end. You know, everybody loves each other, and we're just striving to be happy. You know, all my friends and me, it's nothing bad between my friends and I. So it's nothing like crazy, you guys. Like, I love my friends. They love me. It's no love lost. It's nothing silly like that. You know, we still all have a great relationship. And obviously, I wish my friends the best. They wish me the best. You know, for the most part, everybody, like I said, everybody gets along. We all are just in different spaces in our lives. That's the biggest thing right now. But there's no love lost. I don't dislike anybody. Nobody dislikes me. Like I said, we all get along and we're just doing the best that we can do as friends. But yeah, it's no love lost on anybody's end or whatever like that. It's just that once you get married and have kids and all these things, you know, your life changes. Nothing is the same in your life anymore. You're not going to do the things you did before, and things change. People change and people go in different directions, and it just happens. You know, you can't always control what another person is going to do or what they aren't going to do. So that's kind of where what that really is, you guys. It's just, you know, I still love my friends. They love me, but everybody's doing something different. Everybody's in their own space and just doing them and all that good stuff. So it's no love lost. It's just we all are in different spaces and everybody's trying to figure out what they want to do with their lives. That's all it is. But yeah, when I see my friends out, it's all love, it's hugs. And then the majority of my friends, I live in a small town, so most of my friends, I had to check something on my car. But most of my friends, once we graduated, like high school, most of them moved to the city, so they left the small town. So that's why I don't see them often either. So it's just a mixture of both. So I don't have a lot of friends that I see on a daily basis or that I talk to on a daily basis. So yeah, and growing up, and for me, I've always had guy friends and girlfriends. I've never just had just strictly girls as friends. I've had, like, I do have a few guy friends I talk to too. Like, it's two of my phone that I talk to the most. One is a little, like, 2 years younger than me, but I consider him like a little brother. The other one is like a year younger than me, and pretty much I used to talk to him every day, but now we don't talk as much. He's been busy, like, he's trying to start his own business, so he's busy doing that, so we don't talk as much. But I know he's doing good. I need to actually text him because I haven't hit him up in a while. Make sure, see what he's been doing. But so yeah, I talk to him every now and then. We used to actually hang out. We were supposed to hang out like a few weeks ago, but then something fell through and it didn't happen. So yeah, he's working on his business right now. So he's on his business grind. So I don't really talk to him often, but I'm going to have to hit him up today since I just thought of him, ask him how everything is going and how's his business going. So yeah, I haven't talked to him in a while. I'm going to reach out to him today, since I like actually realized that we haven't talked. So yeah, but yeah, so he's busy with that. My other friend, he kind of like, he's busy too, so we don't, we talk, we used to talk every day, but me and him now, we talk like, we don't talk every day, but we talk like maybe like once a week or once a month or every other week, because our schedules are so different, and he just got a new job, he's in school and all that good stuff. And so yeah, I do have a few people I text on my phone, but not many. I don't text a whole lot of people on my cell phone. I'm mostly to myself, and that's just how I like it to be to a certain extent. Most of the time what I do on my cell phone anyways, I do social media, I watch YouTube videos, I try to play games on my phone. Like, I do stuff like that on my cell phone. Like, I don't really talk to a lot of people on my phone like that, y'all. I'm not really a phone person like that. Like, I'll talk on the phone if somebody calls me and it's major, but other than that, I don't really get on the phone like that. So that's kind of the gist of it, you guys, because I really don't do a whole lot. Like I said, I just kind of stay to myself, and that's kind of pretty much how I've been like doing things as of lately. Like, I just been staying to myself, just trying to figure out life and stuff like that, you know. So that's kind of where I'm at right now, you guys. Yeah, so I don't know, you know, I'm trying to learn to get out the house more, but it's like, honestly, it's not a lot of places that I go. I'm gonna be real with y'all, I don't go a lot of places. The main places that I even go, like, I don't even go to the mall. I go to Walmart, I go to Target. I might go out to eat with my daughter if we do that. But other than that, it's like the malls in my area, most of them are shutting down. Like, two other main malls I used to go to are shutting down. Well, one already shut down, the other one shutting down in October. So the only mall we have is like, that's in the city, it's a real like upscale nice mall. That's like the only mall we have left, and I don't drive out that way. Then the other mall we have left is pretty much in a whole, is another city. But that's like, you gotta drive like an hour away to get to that one, and I don't really go. And then you got, we got another one that's an hour away as well, but I don't go to any of these malls or anything anymore. So as y'all can see, I just really don't be doing much. It's really nowhere to go, it's really nothing to do. A lot of my weekends, to be honest with you, are just spent in the house, because it's not much to do out here, to be honest, but at least not where I live. I mean, if I lived in California or New York or somewhere major, I probably would be, have so much shit to do on the weekends, but because I'm here, there's not much to do in Virginia, I'm just gonna be honest with you. Unless you want to go to DC or you're gonna go maybe to Maryland, I don't know, it's not much to do, so I don't have a whole lot that I can do out here. And that's why I usually, if I, like I said, when I have been going out lately, my friend's been picking me up, and we'll just go to his house, and we'll chill, or we'll go do something out of his area. But yeah, so for 2 weeks, since I won't see him for 2 weeks, like this weekend, probably would have been a weekend where I would have been with him, but because he's not here, I'm not with him. So next weekend will be the same thing. He won't be back until that following Tuesday. So, yeah. And I think he's still asleep, to be honest with you guys. Like, it's like 11 o'clock there, but I don't think he's awake because he didn't get in till late. So I haven't heard from him just so far today because it's like 11 o'clock there, so I don't think he's gonna get up to like 12 or 1 maybe, I don't know. So basically with all that, y'all, I just kind of been staying to myself, and yeah, I don't know, y'all. Sorry, y'all. I'm not trying to keep crying through this episode, but yeah, I do know that I need to get out more. I need to do more stuff out, you know, like be around people and live a better like life around people, but I don't really do much. I just don't. Like, I'm content with being a homebody, but I know that being a homebody is really affecting my mental health because I don't go nowhere, I don't do anything. So I think it's starting to affect my mental health tremendously. So yeah, and like somebody really asked me yesterday, they were like, well, are you looking to, they said, are you single, ready to mingle, or are you looking to not date at all? I'm like, I'm only mingling with one person. Let me just tell you guys something. With the way the world is set up now, I do not want to date I'm not the type to date multiple people. I just don't, that's not for me. I see people do it all the time. I'm not that female that wants to date multiple people. It doesn't do nothing for me to be dating all these damn people and thinking that that's cool. Like for me, it don't do nothing for me to be talking to multiple people. That doesn't do anything for me. You know what I mean? Like some people, they do that and they love it. I don't like it. I've always been a relationship girl. So I don't like to go out here and date multiple men or multiple whatever. I'm just not into that at all, period. I'm not trying to be out here dating a whole bunch of damn people. That's not my thing at all, period. Now, especially with COVID and monkeypox, like, I ain't gonna lie, I was on dating apps at one point looking for relationships, but I got off of them because it wasn't doing nothing for me. It wasn't helping me, it wasn't making me feel good. I didn't like the men I was meeting on there, and so I vowed and told myself that I was no longer going to be using dating apps, and that for now, and if I met somebody, I was going to meet them in person. And I still stand by that because I just don't feel comfortable on dating apps. I just don't. A lot of people find love on dating apps, and if they find it, that's good for them. I just never found it, and I don't really have a desire to look for a man on a dating app. I just don't. It does nothing for me. Like I said, I'd rather date somebody that I know or I'm familiar with, or at least somebody that I meet out in person. Like, I don't want to date somebody that I don't know. Shit is weird to me. But I also don't feel pressure or pressed to do that as well. Like, I'm not pressured or feeling like, oh, I got to be doing this or I got to be doing that. Like, no, I don't have to be doing a damn thing. I can just live my life and enjoy what I'm doing. So that's pretty much like where I'm at right now, y'all. Like, I just really don't, you know, I'm not dealing with all these damn people or whatever, you know, the case may be. I'm just living my life and that's it. And I think too, like I said, I think people should be more cautious with monkeypox and COVID and all the stuff going on. Like, that's why I don't think you should give your body to a man unless you're in a relationship, because you feel better. Like, before I met my ex, I was celibate for months, and I didn't miss sex, I didn't care about sex, and I would tell guys straight up that I was not giving them sex unless we were in a relationship. Majority of them did not like that. It made them mad because they were like, why don't you want to have sex? But I didn't want to have sex because I didn't want to give my body to somebody that I was not going to be with the next week or the next month or year or whatever. So, and I still stand by that, you know? I don't believe in doing that. Unless you're in a relationship or committed, you should be committed to one person, you know? So that's just where I'm at with that, y'all. I don't believe in that. I'm not condoning that. You need to take care of yourself, you know, take care of your body, and don't let another person, you know, taint your body unless you're going to be fully committed to that person. And that's why I'm not the type of person to talk to multiple people. I never was. Like, every time on my phone, when I've tried to talk to multiple people at the same time, I would have like 5 or 6 text messages going in my phone. And I used to hate it because it'd be like, I would get confused about who I was texting, and you got to keep up with all these conversations. And I didn't like doing none of that shit. I didn't. So it got old for me. I didn't want to do it anymore. But some people, that's what they choose to do. They're like, well, I'm going to do this, and this is what I'm going to do. But that's why when people make comments, or my mom made a comment like, was I going to date other people while I was talking to my guy friend? I said no, because I don't know, you know, how. Well, we've had this conversation. But my point is, for me, it's a no. I would not date somebody else outside of him because I don't want to. I'm into him and that's it. And again, like I told you guys, I'm not going to be walking around kissing multiple people, hugging multiple people. None of that, you know? And
that's just where I'm at. You know, I'm not doing all that stuff. And there's just too much shit going on in the world right now, you guys, that I honestly just don't.
I don't, like I said, that's why I don't go out, I don't leave the house a lot, because you have to honestly be careful. Like I was telling my friend, I said, be careful being in Colorado, because you don't know what people got. People be having, you can get COVID, you can get whatever, you don't know, so you have to be careful, you know. So that's why I was like, it's really important for me that, to me, I think people should not do too much outside activities, because people, you don't know what someone has. So I don't know, you guys, but basically, yeah, that's just where I'm at right now. I'm just talking to him and just focus on him and our relationship and seeing where that goes. And I'm just focusing on myself and loving myself and things of that nature. It's hard, you guys. I've been struggling for a while, so I don't know. I think I'm going to go in the house now and attempt to kind of just chill out for a little bit, relax in my room, and try not to overthink too much. You know, and just wait to hear back from my friend, because I want to make sure he's good this morning. Like, I know he landed last night, but I just want to make sure he's good today. So I'm just going to wait to hear back from him to make sure he's okay, and I'm just going to enjoy my day. So that's basically what I'm just going to focus on, and I just want to focus on myself right now, y'all. I don't know. It's just like, you know. So that's pretty much what I'm going to be doing, you guys. Like, just kind of focusing on myself and figuring life out. That's what I'm doing. So yeah, that's what I'll be doing. I don't know, you guys. But I don't know. A lot more I want to say on this up to you guys, but I gotta go in the house. I got food in my car, and I'm feeling like I want to burst into tears, so I'm going to probably go put the food up, and then I promise you guys I'm gonna have another conversation with you. All right, peace and love.